Maybe later on we'll get Michael Shaw on the program, but this morning perhaps we can talk about the population control program, because it's a very important part of sustainable development. A program laid out really back in 1971 by the Club of Rome. Remember, the Club of Rome is a European counterpart of our elitist groups over here, with the Bilderbergers, CFR, Trilateral Commission, and then, of course, many of the people tie into truly occult organizations, the Masons and the Rosicrucians, and because behind everything going on today, and what energizes this whole movement of the elite, the rich and powerful, for world government, is an intense hatred of Christianity, and of course this desire to create a new worldwide religion. So, but basically, the whole idea of population control, which was started with a book that the Club of Rome released back in 1971, entitled The Limits of Growth. And then, of course, they held their first Earth Summit in 1972. By 1973, while we find certainly the Roe versus Wade decision, and that was, of course, to legalize abortion. Well, abortion is part of the program for population control. 1973 was when William Ruckelshaus, who was head of the EPA, outlawed DDT. And most of what you have been told by the controlled media about the danger of DDT just isn't true. And probably the best summary of that is our four-tape set on population control, where you'll hear my interview with Dr. J. Gordon Edwards. And he was a wonderful gentleman, passed away now, but he was professor of biology at San Jose State, and one of the world's leading experts on butterflies. And he was in his 70s when he climbed Mount Everest. Truly a remarkable individual. But he saw the fraud of DDT. In fact, he used to give lectures all over the world on the safety of DDT, and he'd start his lecture taking a heaping tablespoonful of DDT and eating it up on the stage, to show really how safe this product was. Certainly, excessive amounts of this can get you into trouble, but the minute amounts that people were getting were not a danger when they outlawed DDT, not because it didn't work, but because it was saving so many lives from malaria, and people weren't dying off. In fact, Alexander King, the co-chairman of the Club of Rome, wrote that in a book. He was published certainly sometime in the 1980s and 1990s, just talking about, why they were concerned about DDT. Malaria was not killing enough people. Today it kills about 3 million a year. Of course, they lie and say it only kills a million, but it's pretty hard to justify having outlawed a very safe insecticide and just letting the people die. I mean, they don't want you to know that they want to kill millions of people, billions of people. They want to kill you and your family. The elite are smart enough to know that the subjects, people like you and I, might be incensed to realize their inhumane treatment of people throughout the world. But today, they're between 3 and 500 million people who contract malaria every year and incapacitated by it. They keep saying, oh, we're going to do something, we're going to develop a vaccine or something or other, but they really want them to die. You must understand, these people have a different worldview because they worship a different God. In fact, many of them believe that they are God. If you read Dan Brown's book, Why the Lost Civil, he will tell you the whole idea, is that there are two philosophies. One, you live helpless, and there's this all-powerful there and you're subservient to him, or of course you can truly be free because you are God, and that's their attitude. Well, I'll tell you what, when men can do whatever they want to, you end up with the moral anarchy we have today, and they outlawed DDT in 1973, not because it was harmful or because it damaged the eggs of chickens or anything else, but because it was saving so many lives. In fact, the story that J. Gordon Edwards tells, you know, about the eggshells, you know, this was one of the big things. Oh my goodness, they did a scientific study and they found out that if you put DDT in the diet of a chicken while their eggs were soft and they then told up, well, they did. They actually put DDT into the diet of chickens and they ate the DDT and their eggshells were soft, but what they did is they removed the calcium from the diet, and they fed the chickens DDT. Well, Dr. Edwards pointed out to the people who'd done the original study that had been published in Science magazine. Science magazine, after all, if it's science, it's got to be true, isn't it? Well, Dr. Edwards pointed out, look, you take the calcium out of the diet of a chicken, and you feed it DDT, of course the eggshells are going to be soft. You got to have calcium in the diet to produce eggshells that are normal. So when the scientists repeated the study and they found that the eggshells were just completely normal, even if the chickens ate DDT, they went to the editors of Science and they said, look, oh, we've made a mistake. We want to correct it. We want to publish another article. And the editors of Science magazine, oh, science is so important, said, we would never publish anything in favor of DDT. Forget your retraction of your previous article. We will not publish it. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what really goes on. If you read the original studies on DDT, they will tell you, oh my goodness, the pelicans died. The pelicans are becoming endangered. Well, that was because a group of scientists went out to the islands off the north coast of California for the pelican's nest, and they picked up all the eggs to examine them. And the cursed little wonder that there were no pelicans the next year. They destroyed all the eggs, all alive, and they're letting people die. Throughout the world today.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the KHNC discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK. Keene Research and Development at 1309 Alexandria Street in Lafayette reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or a loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of those holiday spirits. That's from Barry and his family and staff at Keene Research and Development, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at Keene Research and Development, 1309 Alexandria Street in Lafayette. If you've had your hand on the bottle, keep your foot off the throttle and have a safe and happy holiday season.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Dan, and hopefully we have Michael Shaw on the line and just pick up this idea. We were talking about population control, but population control is simply part of this overall Agenda 21 movement. We're a group of elitist people of great wealth who are disciples of a different God, have joined hands together to plot about how they will take over control of the world using the facade of environment. Oh, we've got to save the environment. And they don't care about the environment. It's all about control and plunder. But, of course, the destruction of Western civilization, in fact, the destruction of civilization as a whole, and the frank murder of literally billions of people. Hi, Michael. How are you doing this morning? Michael, are you there? Well, we hope that we'll get Michael Shaw connected. Michael, are you on the line? Well, if Michael's not there, I'll just have to talk until we can get him on the line. Our producer puts us through. But basically, this whole issue of population control. I mean, have you ever wondered why the entire media is favorable to homosexuality? I mean, certainly everything is favorable to homosexuality. They do not tell you, certainly that homosexuals are going to die at a much younger age because of what they do, that one in three lesbians is going to get a breast carcinoma. Then they're not going to tell young girls this. If you accept this altered lifestyle, your chance of getting breast carcinoma is one in three. Why are they doing this? Because homosexuality is good. Homosexuality limits the population because they don't reproduce. And actually, if you read the material put out by various subsidiaries of Planned Parenthood, they will tell you, encourage homosexuality because it's great for population control. Michael Shaw? No Michael Shaw. Well, hopefully he will be on the line here very, very shortly. Under any circumstances, if you're out there in the listening audience, would like to call in our number. Oh, yes. Do we have Michael there?
Yes, you do, Dr. Stan. I apologize for being late. I had a phone number.
Oh, hi, Michael. Okay, I'm glad that you're here. Anyway, you pick up the story. We were just talking about the population control of it, element of this, but do you want to talk about ICLEI? What part of the Agenda 21 would you like to talk about?
Well, I'd like to talk today about some of the evidence of how it is that Agenda 21 has reached into places like Colorado.
Okay, fine.
Agenda 21, for those who are not familiar with it, is the globalist action plan for creating a one-world government. And within that world government framework, and in writing, in accordance with the biological diversity assessment report, another UN document, the world's population is to be reduced to 1 billion people. That's an 85% reduction. You know, the problem, Dr. Stan, is that most people aren't familiar with Agenda 21. This is a program that came out of the United Nations in 1992. At the time, George Bush, Sr., President, signed up the United States for the Agenda 21 implementation. 178 other nations did the same. And, that means we ought to have some idea of what it is our federal government has committed this nation to. We're now 17, 18 years into that program, and America has been changed. I don't think anybody across the country wouldn't recognize that things are changing. They're changing fast, and they're not changing for the good. And if we don't understand Agenda 21, we're going to fall prey to the terrible dynamics that are intended to come out of Agenda 21. So let's talk about a few things. Now, evidence would be found in any community across the United States in the form of the infrastructure that is being created. Denver is one of the leading cities for Agenda 21 implementation. And we can see that in any town in USA by watching the development patterns. Our transportation dollars no longer go to the creation of roads. They're all about mass transit systems and bicycle paths here in California a couple years ago, Alameda County, a real headquarters for the Agenda 21 dynamic. Alameda County is where Oakland is and where Berkeley is. And in that county, the taxpayers passed a $2 billion bond for transportation infrastructure. Every one of those $2 billion went to bicycle paths or rail. Roads were not funded at all. The Agenda 21 program calls for people to get out of their cars and get into what they call walkable communities, where you never have to leave your community. Your job is a walkable distance. You usually live on an upper floor of a high-rise building, and we're certainly seeing that kind of residential structure being built all over. So the first element of Agenda 21 is the infrastructure for local communities. Every federal dollar that comes back to states after states pay it in comes back in the form of the mandates necessary to implement the infrastructure of Agenda 21. We see the infrastructure for Agenda 21 popping up in water policy. Every state is having an attack on water. Here in California, the effort is to destroy the overlying landowner's property right to the water that sits under his land. In places like Colorado and in most states where the water law was never perfected in the first place on behalf of landowners, you now have massive efforts, multi-state efforts even, to tie up the water, force landowners off their land in order to implement the infrastructure of Agenda 21, which calls for all people to live in what's called smart growth communities. That means the rural lands are to be vacated. You say, well, how can that be?
Michael, is they have a program now to start tearing down dams all across America. Why do they want to tear down the dams? Oh, so the fish can get up the river. Well, certainly here in California, they're going to tear down dams, but these are very old dams. They're silted in. And so basically, you're still going to have that silt there. So they're going to build a parallel channel. They're going to tear down the dam, put a lot of rock in to hold the silts, and then build a parallel channel so the fish can get up the stream. Why not just build a parallel channel so the fish can get up the stream? Why tear down the dam? Because they want to do away with that water. They do not want it there to keep up the aquifers. They want to be able to flooding. Certainly flooding is important, but what they're doing away with any efforts to have adequate water supplies and to keep up the water table. They want to create the problem so they can control the people, but nobody ever mentions that. They want to do away with electricity because it is so cheap and inexpensive. They want to run the price of electricity up so they can force people to lower their living standards. But people don't understand because nobody's read Agenda 21 or the Global Biodiversity Assessment or the Earth Charter. And certainly you're not going to hear this talked about on your evening news because they control all of the major television outlets, but you go, or almost all of them. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, you know, that's an excellent summary. But it really tells us that what we need to do is come to understand the policies that are being implemented in terms of this globalist program. And you talked about some of the ways in which they have the information on this throttled up, but I think even most significantly is the fact that both parties, Democrat and Republican, are firmly bound and committed to the Agenda 21 program. You find the Republican Party is a member of the International Democrat Union, which is a group of 80 political parties from around the country. These political parties, led by the GOP, the IDU is led by the GOP. The purpose of the IDU, in its own words, is for the universal adoption of the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights. Now, the Declaration of Human Rights is the exact political, philosophic difference with the Declaration of Independence. You cannot operate a country under the directions of those two documents. The Declaration of Independence acknowledges the, politically acknowledges the existence of every individual's unalienable rights. The Declaration of Human Rights, on the other hand, tells us that under Article 29, Section 3, that all the rights and freedoms granted within the document of universal rights are subject to the principles and policies as adopted from time to time by the United Nations, which means that all law under the Declaration of Human Rights, the UN document, is man-made. Nothing is immutable. There is no recognition of an individual's right to life, liberty, or the use and enjoyment of one's own property. Those are evaporating. That is the purpose of Agenda 21, is to destroy the American experiment that had to do with, at its center, the political recognition of your unalienable rights. So we have two political parties, both committed to this world regime, and we have no voice in our political structure today, no voice for the American concept of unalienable rights and the protection of our Declaration of Independence. So we're sitting in tough water today, because this Agenda 21 program has permeated everything. Now, in the last week or so, the current President Obama has called for a Council of Governors. He wants to choose 10 governors from around the country to head up and coordinate homeland security, the regionalization of America, really the muscle power necessary to advance further the formation of this world government. So we're seeing continually advances toward the breakdown of the American political system and the substitution of that system with a system of trade policy and a dynamic of foreign policy that is all tied into the ultimate implementation and completion of the Agenda 21 program. It is essential that every American who cares about life as a free person come to understand Agenda 21. It was Nikita Khrushchev who said in 1959, "We will bury you, America, without firing a shot." Then Russian communism fell apart, the Iron Curtain came down, and the Russian communists came flooding the world, including people like the last Soviet dictator who now lives in San Francisco.
You're speaking of Gorbachev?
You're speaking of Gorbachev.
Yeah, I don't think he lives in San Francisco now, but he did there for a time, I'm not sure.
Yes. But the reality is that when communist Russia fell, when the Soviet Union fell, they didn't collapse. They spread out. They changed their program into the implementation of Agenda 21.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herbs policy to give you small town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herbs Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Through no fault of their own, many people may be hurting this holiday season. Do what you can to help by donating food, clothing, toys, or money to your local church, civic group, or favorite charity. Let's make this a nice holiday for everyone. That's from Terry and her fine family and staff at Teresa's Not Just Heroes at 141 East 4th Street in Loveland. Call 663-9594. That's 663-9594. Or stop in for great food and great atmosphere and a great staff. They're on the air because they care and are wishing everyone a safe, happy, and healthy holiday season.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Well, I'm back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess, this morning. Michael Shaw, our subject, Agenda 21, and certainly the fact that the leaders of the Republican Party, but the leaders of the Democratic Party, they're all controlled by the same people, and they're all pushing Agenda 21, and it's the part of the this trilogy of the where they've written out what they're doing, and you should get the material of Michael Kerry's Agenda 21. Certainly the Global Biodiversity Assessment, we have a wonderful summary of it in our Sustainable Development Syllabus, but you can still get the Global Biodiversity Assessment, 1,152 pages, published by Cambridge University. It's available to your friendly bookstore. If you want to put the money out, I suggest you get the summary. And then the Earth Charter. You need to read the Earth Charter, written certainly in large part by the nephew of one of the most wealthy men and powerful men in the world, David Rockefeller. Stephen Rockefeller wrote the Earth Charter, where they talk about the equitable distribution of wealth between nations, which is why they're sending our jobs overseas and our factories overseas and subsidizing them with tax breaks. It's all there. Do you care? Get the information. Michael, before you go on, would you go ahead and get your telephone number, website out, and tell people how they can get your excellent material?
Well, our phone number is 831-684-2232. That's 831-684-2232. The website is freedomadvocates.org. You will find at that site the richest reservoir of information on Agenda 21, as you will any place in the world. We put out periodic reports. If you sign up with us, we'll get those emailed to you as they're done. But what I suggest for anybody listening, for everybody in the country, is to review this site, to get the basics, to look at our what we call neighborhood tools. These are pamphlets and other information that you can use to understand Agenda 21 more summarily yourself. These are tools you can give to friends, neighbors, and associates so that they can begin to understand the threat that we are all living under today as we move toward this globalist world where your right to life, liberty, and property will be abated by a new governing system. I was talking about this Council of Governors, which on January 11th, President Obama just quickly implemented on his own initiative through executive order. Now, the in the terms of the order issued by Obama, this new council is to have some of the following functions. It is to synchronize and integrate state and federal military activities in the United States. My, oh my, that sounds strange to me. It has to do with homeland defense and matters involving the National Guard of the various states. He is militarizing our states, and he is changing the form of government because this Council of Governors, 10 governors from across the country, are going to work with the Secretary of Defense and Homeland Security will be on the council. Presidential Assistance for Homeland Security and Counterterrorism, Intergovernmental Affairs, and the U.S. Northern Command Commander, and the Commander of the East Coast Guard, and the Chief of the National Guard Bureau. Wow. A lot of bureaucracy.
And what he's doing is centralizing all power in Washington, D.C. Basically, of course, the federal government was originally a byproduct of the states. It was organized. The central government organized so that there would be no conflict between the states. The central government was organized to protect us from foreign invaders, and of course, to so we could have a centralized government, and yet it would be weak. It would not control the people. They feared centralization of power, and of course, what we have today is exactly the opposite of what the elite want. They want to centralize all power and make the governors subservient to the all-powerful executive of Lord Obama, who, of course, is simply a disciple of the Trilateral Commission, CFR, Bilderberger, power banking elite that rule our country today and make mockery of our electoral process. They buy and sell politicians with abandon. And nothing is ever done. They give them literally, well, when they passed the original TARP legislation, they had to switch 25 votes at about a $2 billion a vote for the 25 congressional votes they got there. And they were just simply awards for the congressmen who are willing to sell their souls to the internationalists, because they raised the amount in the legislation from $750 billion to $800 billion, and $50 billion of that were rewards for the congressmen who just go along with the system. Ladies and gentlemen, this makes what Bernie Madoff did look like he was a real piker compared with the politicians in Washington, D.C., the finest politicians that money could buy. You go right ahead, Michael.
I think we also have the finest press money can buy, because this story has not appeared, to my knowledge, anywhere in U.S. news. The Canada Free Press has reported on the establishment of this Council of Governors, and they asked the question in their headline report. They say, has the American Republic been replaced by a Council of Governors? I think that's a serious question that affects every American. It begins to show once again how our Constitution is a shadow of itself, completely ignored by despots who think they have control over the American system to the point they can simply reshape its formation. Watch for this Council of Governors. Watch for Obama as he furthers the tradition set up by Bush, Clinton, and Bush in terms of the implementation of the globalist program called Agenda 21.
Right.
Now, part of Agenda 21 is the establishment also of unelected councils in the creation of regional authority. That's another constitutional blunder, because nowhere in the Constitution do we have regional. That means areas that are not defined by boundaries, hard boundaries. These are always soft geographic boundaries is how regional forms of government operate. The Soviet Union ran on a regional form of government. You cannot have a Republican of the American tradition without established political boundaries. Well, today, all across the country, led by, you know, California originally, the creation of regional authorities for handling water, for promoting air policies, and now all kinds of activities are brought in under the umbrella of a regional authority. The California Coastal Commission is a good example of regional authority. Ill-defined boundaries, unlimited powers, and nobody is ever elected to a regional authority board. They're all appointed insiders by the masters of the Democrat and Republican Party. So you get a regional water authority board, and what you end up finding next is that water rights are suspended.
Hold on, Michael. We'll be back in just a moment here in American Pizza.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Hi, this is the Viking with the Radio Free THC Show. You hear me talk about medical marijuana on this station every week. If you or someone you know is looking for a dispensary or would like to get their medical marijuana license, I have no higher recommendation than the Healing House. Their doctors and their staff are second to none. If you would like to contact the Healing House, please do so through their website at healinghousedenver.com or by phone 720-389-6490.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, I can stand back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Michael Shaw and Gergi from Sydney, freedomadvocates.org. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, in Colorado, smart growth makes big news because the mayor of Denver, who I understand today is intending to declare his candidacy for governor, is one of the nation's biggest promoters of Agenda 21's smart growth development patterns. Mayor Hickel, I think it's pronounced Hickeloper, has said that, quote, true sustainability, quote, requires that all neighborhoods be safe, have good schools, and offer access to a high quality of life, because democracy teaches us that for success to be sustained, they must be shared. Well, first, America is not a democracy, it's a republic. And second, there's nothing in the American tradition which requires that we, quote, share our successes. This is pure collectivist claptrap coming from the mayor, who is the head of what's called Green Print Denver, which emphasizes sustainable urban and transportation design, energy, and water conservation. Well, these are all of the tools necessary for a government to gain control over its people. you take away the automobile, and put people on mass transit, you can control where they go and what they do.
And that's what when it's all about. It's all about control. They really want to get you out of your car. They're pushing, oh, we've got to have electric cars now, you know. But they're going to run up the price of electricity, so you're not going to be able to afford to charge your car. And all these people getting their electric cars, thinking it's going to be so smart, don't understand. This is all set up to make it so expensive with the price of gasoline, which is going to go up, and then the price of electricity is going to go up, and you're going to get a bicycle. They really want you on a bicycle or in a sustainable community where they can control and watch you, at least those who survive the coming genocide. But go right ahead, Michael.
Well, and people need to begin to recognize that politicians, glib politicians like the Denver mayor, now candidate for governor, that this glibness is all a pantomime that is taking our attention away from the real meaning of stripping away auto use and of clustering us all into so-called smart growth centers where buildings go up and people are crammed in. You know, the idea is you cram the people in, you take their cars away, you make a walkable community. Somebody can live their life in an urban area, not see much of anything else, take their role as assigned in a society that is now committed to a globalist order, a one-world government. That always sounded like a dream far away, but I can tell you today that dream is just around the corner. All that they need to do is trigger the kind of power that this Council of Governors, for instance, can trigger in the context of Homeland Security so as to limit everything everybody does. And that's the real program of Agenda 21. If we don't understand it, we will be swallowed up in it. Which, again, is why I say, come to our site, check our neighborhood tools, read our pamphlets, distribute that information. Cause your neighborhood to know that the sweet-sounding terms of smart growth are really nothing more than a cage that's being constructed to put all of us inside of it, all of us who survive, anyway, inside this smart growth cage. It was an early smart growth activist who said, when we're done, it will be the people cage while the animals roam freely. Smart growth is just that. It's a cage. You know, people need to understand that the Agenda 21 program is not just about urban development. It is also about the, quote, wildlands. And in that context, over half of America is to be set aside, not to be used by any human being. No resources are to be extracted from the wildlands area. And Colorado is a major area for wildland designation, and your political structure in that state, like in California, is fully focused on the implementation of the Wildlands Project. That is to take land away from the people, put it in the hands of government, put it under control of United Nations land management divisions, and goodbye, the American Republic.
Michael, we have a caller. Who's on the line? Who's calling in?
Dr. Stan, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Who's this?
This is Rob in Denver, Colorado, one of your longtime listeners.
Okay, Rob, what do you think about what Michael's saying about your mayor who wants to be governor?
It's right on, and I have an article here from the Denver Post. December of last year, December of 2009, proving exactly what he's talking about. This pertains to the Wildlands Project. And this, it's called Two Governors Agree to Protect Errant Wildlife. And what they're doing, let me read a little bit of it. Colorado and New Mexico became the first states to team up in the effort to create interstate wildlife corridors.
Well, isn't that nice? Now the animals can roam back and forth across the state borders, and won't that be nice?
Yeah. What? And this is right out of the Wildlands Project. They're going to there are opportunities to link existing pristine habitat, which is their wilderness areas, by these corridors. And I'll send this article to Michael.
Okay, you go ahead. Michael, would you like to comment?
Well, this kind of action is beginning to occur all over. State boundaries in many material ways are being erased. The states of Iowa and Nebraska have a combining effect on their border that effectively eliminates that border. Remember, to create a world government, you've got to abandon all borders. And so these seemingly innocent moves to create corridors, as though the animals know where their corridor for moving along the wildlands pattern, as though the animals will know where these corridors are, is somewhat amusing, I think.
Well, we're out of time. Thanks very much, Michael, and thanks for your call from Denver. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up today's program.
Sterling Living Center believes the word elderly is synonymous with dignity. This holiday season, spend time with a senior and learn about life from the most experienced people in the world. That was from Sterling Living Center, where they feature the ultimate in skilled nursing care for the aged, convalescent, or chronically ill. Licensed nurses are on duty 24 hours a day, special diets, home-cooked meals, occupational speech and physical therapy, and a doctor on call. If you're thinking about knee or hip replacement, they have the finest rehab. Phone 522-2933. That's 522-2933.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our program this morning with Michael Shaw. Certainly we have an excellent sustainable development syllabus where you'll actually get a copy of the Earth Charter and of the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report summarized, unless you want to read the full 1,142 pages. But then, of course, we show you the Georgia Guidestones. We show you what Maurice Strong said there. We met a reporter at his spread there in Colorado, La Boca Grande, and talked about the necessity of destroying civilization, how it was the real obligation of the elite, of the financial elite, simply to bring down the whole financial structure of the world. Wouldn't that be the best thing in the world to do? You have to understand, these people have a different worldview. A multi-billionaire who's actually forced to live in China today because, of course, of his corruption for a couple of $1 million he was going to make through the oil for food deal when he was Secretary General of the United Nations, and he was actively helping Saddam Hussein while there's an international warrant for his arrest. So he's hiding out in China, but they'll keep him, they'll give him sanctuary. After, here's a man who has part of a plan to bring down the whole world's economy. And you'll read about it all in the Sustainable Development Syllabus, You should get our talk on sustainable development, the road to world government, and our four-tape set on sustainable development, our four-tape set on population control, my talk on planned population reduction, my talk, Nandare College Genocide, the video of population control. And, of course, you need to get the population control agenda. It's a monograph. It's available on the Internet. Just go to your search engine, put in Radio Liberty Population Control Agenda, or we'll send you a free copy if you order any of the items I've mentioned. Just ask for it. Copy it and get it out. It's the best thing we have available overall to explain the overview why they want to kill off most of the people in the world. And ladies and gentlemen, they want to kill you and your family, and they're going to in the coming nuclear war. It's only a matter of time. But you see, it's good if you believe in restoring the planet the way it was before the evil white people came to America. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. I should mention we have a remarkable opportunity to add a complete network to what we're already doing. We're already on three networks, and we have an opportunity to add a fourth, and if you're in a position to help us, why, please give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, or if you can make a commitment of any sum of money for 6 months, it will help us to get this additional network, and we need to expand so we can reach as many people as possible in the time that God's given us. So if you're in a position to help, and I know many people are not, they're really hurting today, but if you're in a position to help, and you really care about trying to preserve America, and you believe in what we're doing, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, support this radio station. They're doing a great job giving us an opportunity to reach into Denver and elsewhere. So go to our website at radioliberty.com. Help us get the information out, and then please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Mark Thomas. Pockets of looting and violence are still standing in the way of getting aid to survivors of the Haiti quake. Just 4 blocks from where U.S. troops were landing at the presidential palace, hundreds of looters were rampaging through downtown Port-au-Prince. A Haitian police officer said, "There is nothing we can do." The officer was trying to keep civilians out of the looting zone for their own safety. A judge has refused to throw out the criminal case against a TV producer who is accused of blackmailing David Letterman. The judge ruled in New York today on Joe Halderman's bid to get his attempted grand larceny case dismissed.
Stocks are fluctuating in a tight range as disappointment over Citigroup earnings keeps investors uneasy during the first big week of corporate profit reports. Investors are concerned that if bank profits aren't as strong as hoped, the market could have trouble continuing its 10-month climb. This is IRN, USA Radio.